a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota State Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. Secretary, please call the minutes.
Senators Krebs, Lucas,
here.
Monroe, Amdahl,
here.
Otten,
here.
Ewing,
here.
Valley,
here.
Five present.
We have a quorum. First thing I want to say is if you have a cell phone, please silence it or put it on vibrate so that it is not a distraction to the other people that are testifying to, and out of courtesy to the people that are listening on the Internet and to the senators here. At this point, we had minutes that were sent to you in your black book or on the Internet, and the chair would entertain a motion on those minutes. Then moved by Senator Lucas. Seconded by Senator Otten to approve the minutes as written. Any discussion on those, that motion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. On behalf of the chair, I want to welcome everyone here, both in the audience and on the Internet. I see we have a couple young people here. Is Captain Brewer, do you have some young people here? Come on up and maybe tell us who you are and what we're doing here. Tell us if you plan on testifying.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. This is my son. Say your name.
I'm Casey.
And this is?
Ellie.
We're doing a How a Bill Becomes a Law today. And then they could see what Dad's been doing for the last couple of months. So we're skipping school, but their teachers know and are fully ready to quiz them when they get back on the process.
Welcome to the committee, and take back good comments to them, will you, to your class? Thank you. What grade in class are we in?
My son Casey's in second grade, and Ellie's in kindergarten.
Kindergarten and second grade. See, when I would have been in kindergarten, they didn't have such a thing in Reliance. So you're lucky. All right, we have a couple pages here this morning. If you'll slip up to the microphone and tell us who you are and what you plan on doing for the rest of your life.
My name is Marie Stuckey, and I plan on going to either Missoula, Bellingham, or London for international relations.
Oh, sounds interesting. Thank you.
My name is Paul Christensen from here on South Dakota, and I plan to go to South Dakota School of Mines for electrical engineering.
All right. Sounds good. Let the record show that he's also wearing a bow tie along with a good share of the members of the committee here. If you do have handouts this morning, please give them to the pages so that they can distribute them behind the desk here. And make sure if you are going to testify that you sign in at the podium so the secretary can get the spelling of your name correctly. This morning, I don't see any procedural changes. We're going to take the bills as they are in order and posted. If there's any, does anyone in the committee have any comments before we get started? If not, we'll open up to proponents of House Bill 1141. Proponents of House Bill 1141. Welcome, Senator.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Transportation Committee. I bring you the easiest
bill.
Introduce
yourself. We all know you, but the people on the Internet don't.
I'm Bob Ewing, Senator from District 31. The bill before you is House Bill 1141. It very simple bill. You're all familiar with the 77 plates that automobile dealers use on their vehicles for demonstration purposes. The commercial and the trucking industry, we're trying to get they call the 88 plate to be used on trucks. So if you can go try out a truck, the vendors can utilize this plate on trucks as well for demonstration. And an individual could come in and try out a truck and have it for up to 3 days by the use of these 88 plates. Mr. Rao is here, and he'll testify on behalf of the South Dakota Automobile Dealers as well as, I'm sure, the South Dakota Trucking Association. and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponents of House Bill 1141. Welcome, Mr. Rao. Introduce yourself to the committee and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Senate Transportation Committee, I'm Myron Rao, President and Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association. As Senator Ewing indicated, we all know what 77 plates are. They're registered to a dealership, and they move them from vehicle to vehicle. They're actually registered, like I say, to the dealership, not to the vehicle, not to the car, as plates traditionally are. Back in 02 and 03, and I should back up, the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association represents motorcycle dealers, heavy truck dealers, car dealers, and RV dealers. So all of that splashes my way. Having said that, back in 02 and 03, we talked about it would be nice to have a plate that we could, again, move from vehicle to vehicle that allows us to move inventory replacement vehicles. Because today, if Senator Amdahl wants a particular vehicle, he goes to his dealer. The dealer doesn't have that vehicle color, design, model on the lot. They look on the Internet, and it might be in Denver. It might be in Rapid City. And he doesn't want anybody driving his new car, so we go get him with a trailer. Well, that brings up a whole new issue. They got to have commercial plates to do that. Keeping in mind everything on the lot is for sale, so to go down and license a vehicle with commercial plates becomes cost prohibitive. So we created this 88 plate back then, and we capped it at 13 ton because, again, now this splashes to the trucking side of my life. When you start leaving the state with a vehicle that's licensed for more than 26,000 pounds, you become a trucker. And so a lot of rules apply. So we capped it at 13 ton. I wasn't thinking about my heavy truck dealer side of my life at the time. So now we are back to opening that law up again and removing that cap. Because the heavy truck dealers, as Senator Ewing indicated, have a couple of antiquated and burdensome ways that they can demonstrate a tractor today. It's either under a single trip permit, and they pay $15 to the patrol to do that. They could put on a 77 plate on the semi-tractor now, but then you have to buy a permit to become commercial. If we remove this cap and allow the dealership to buy a 40-ton sticker, and he'll pay the same fee that a commercial trucker pays or anybody else pays, which is about $1,700 for the plate. They're willing to do that so that they can then move that plate from vehicle to vehicle and allow someone to demonstrate that unit. I today, as many of you probably would agree, if I'm going to buy a $160,000 tractor, I'd want to make sure that it pulls my load that I usually pull before I buy it, and that's the problem. So what we're advocating is removing the cap and letting the whoever wants to buy the plate buy it for whatever weight they choose to pay the fees for, and then they can actually demonstrate that vehicle for a period of 3 days. Now, when I talked to the division, the Highway Patrol and the Division of Motor Vehicles, they had some concerns about how do we make sure that they're only doing this for 3 days. So we added their language to the bill, which says that the dealership must maintain a log that is can be examined by law enforcement at the business any time to make sure that this isn't run amok. And the way we came up with the 72 hours is based on current law. If you demonstrate a car today with a blue plate, you can do it for 72 hours. That's all you can have it for. So we just use the same premise or same length of time, and you should be able to drive to Rapid City and back to Sioux Falls in 3 days. If you can't, there's a problem. Plus, dealers don't want to give that $160,000 tractor to someone for more than 3 days. So it came together very well. If you want to look at the language of the bill, I can walk you through quickly. It's a lot longer than what I've just described. Again, on pages 7, lines 7 through 9 on page 1, that's really the change we're trying to make in the 3 days. And then we remove the restriction of weight on line 13. And then the last three pages we're getting rid of current law. As I said, there's two ways they could do it today, and that is a $15 trip permit, or they could buy what was called a master demonstration compensation permit. And that was $50 and, again, very tightly regulated. But I think Ms. Hilmer is going to tell you that I believe it's 11 of those were sold last year as all. So, you know, you take 11 times 50 versus 1,700. I'm predicting that about 10 of these are going to be sold. So now we're talking about $17,000 going to the highway fund that didn't go there before, Senator Valley. So anyway, we think this is a home run for government. It's a home run for us. And I, like I said, I do not believe we have any opponents. And I would appreciate your positive vote on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ralph. Further proponents of House Bill 1141.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Lindsay Ryder-Rapp, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Independent Auto Dealers Association. And I would just express our support as well of this legislation. Some of the dealerships that we represent also have sale of trucks, heavy trucks like this. And so we think it only makes sense that if a prospective purchaser is looking to buy an expensive truck like this, that they have the ability to test it out. So we certainly support the efforts and would ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further proponents of House Bill 1141. Director Hilmer, welcome and introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. We did work with the trucking industry and the Highway Patrol on this particular piece of legislation. We, too, do think it will probably be a revenue generator because currently today we sell what we call a master demonstration permit. During the last year, I think we had probably about 8 of those sold at $50, and we only had one gentleman that was actually buying the 15-day trip permit. So we feel that this will probably be a better opportunity to make sure that, the fees are being paid for the loads that are being hauled in those 3-day demo purposes. We did ask that a couple of sections of law be repealed because they were no longer needed that talked about the master demonstration permit as well as the books for the trip permits. We also worked with them and the Highway Patrol on creating the log so that we could then, if we felt there was abuse of the plates that they were being used to do commercial hauling in competition against other commercial carriers, we could go in and actually take a look at the records and see who was using the vehicles. So we think we've covered all the bases in this particular piece of legislation. Would ask for your support.
Thank you, Director. Further proponents of House Bill 1141. Welcome, Representative Peterson. Please introduce yourself and proceed.
Representative Jim Peterson, District 4, and I'm here to ask for your support for this bill. It's a win-win-win bill. It's a win for the truck dealers. It's a win for the customer who gets to pull his own load with our tractor demonstrating it. And it's a win for the state because it'll generate more money. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Captain Brewers, please introduce yourself and proceed.
Mr. Chairman, I'm John Brewers. I'm the commander for the Motor Carrier Services of the Highway Patrol. I don't have any good shampoo stories to share with you this morning, but I just wanted to let you know that we do also support this bill. We think it takes some of the confusion and the burden of the process. Anytime we can make any of these things easier for both enforcement side and the user end, as the representative said, it's a win-win-win-win for all of us. So thank you. I also ask you to support the bill.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1141. Further proponents of House Bill 1141. Last call for proponents of House Bill 1141. We'll move to opponents. Opponents of House Bill 1141. Opponents of House Bill 1141. Last call for opponents of House Bill 1141. Seeing none, there's no need for a rebuttal. We'll move to committee questions. Anyone have a questions? Senator, no questions? Senator Monroe.
Senator, you don't have yes or no. Okay. What?
Whoever. Maybe ask the question. We'll see who stands up to answer it.
Okay,
we'll
thank you.
Go that way.
Line 5, 6, 7, and 8, is that a continuation of another sentence? Or it says, any new or used vehicle owned bearing a dealer's license plate may operate such a vehicle. It doesn't say anything about a person operating a vehicle. It says the vehicle gets to operate a vehicle. I just wonder how it's written or if I'm missing something there.
Myron Rao, President and Registered Lobbyist for South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. Mr. Chairman, may I take a stab at answering that question? It's current statute, so I don't disagree with what you're saying, but it's been working.
Well, I just...
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It doesn't look like a vehicle can drive a vehicle, but I'm just...
Well, it says any new or used vehicle owned by a licensed dealer, okay, bearing those plates may operate.
May operate such vehicles. Look, I...
Yeah, but it says... dealer. But the dealer is the key.
I should change may. That, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Any other questions by the committee? Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for Deb Hilmer. My question is, do we have a special plate for motorhomes if they want to demonstrate those? Same one, the 88?
Yeah, it would be the 88 plate okay. that they would be able to use as long as it was okay. licensed for that
okay.
weight.
Is there a 99 reserved for something someday then?
Mr. Chairman, I apologize for not going through the chair. Senator Lucas, there is. 99 plates belong to the auction agencies.
Okay. Senator Amdahl.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a good idea. I can tell you probably currently today we have probably about 50 of them that are sold up to the 13-ton, 27,000 pounds. So I can see that it will expand after that. So I do think that it will generate some revenue by letting them pay the license fees at that 40-ton versus doing the master demonstration permit and then the trip permit. So, And that, Mr. Chairman, if I may, and that money goes back to the counties. So that goes back into the distribution fund for the counties, highway and bridge fund. So, okay.
Senator Lucas.
Thank you. If I could, then, Deb, it looks like for like a 10-ton truck, it's $250 annual fee. So you said there were 50 kind of under 13 tons. So if we just took some of them are a little bit greater than that for the annual, that's what they would buy the annual fee, wouldn't they?
Mr. Chairman,
please.
No, Senator Lucas, they'll actually pay the fee based on the weight that they're registered for. So as Myron indicated, if they're going to register at 40 ton, they'll pay close to $1,700 in license fees compared to what they currently pay today, which is if they do the master demonstration is a $50 permit and a $15 trip permit. So we think it's probably going to be a win in the long run for the counties. So, okay.
Thank you. Further questions by the committee? No further questions. We'll move to close to public testimony and open it up for committee action or discussion.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Monroe.
Chairman, I'd like to offer an amendment to the bill.
Okay.
On line four, five on the first page, it would say any licensed vehicle dealer who owns a new or used vehicle bearing a dealer's 88 license plate, etc., and on from there, with a comma after 22.2 may operate such vehicle, just to make sure it's the person operating the vehicle rather than a vehicle operating a vehicle.
Okay. I'm going to ask that you repeat that again so
okay.
that people can, because
okay.
we don't have it in writing and that makes it a little difficult.
You want to just pass it down to the chairman? Chairman, I just think if we're going to have laws that people go to jail for, we should have them written correctly.
Okay, what I'm going to do for the committee is, and for the people out there, because I might ask Director Hilmer and Mr. Rao to comment on this, we might open it up to public testimony. In line 5, after the word any, we would strike new or used vehicle owned by a. So it would say any licensed vehicle dealer, comma, then insert, who owns a new or used vehicle, and then continue on bearing a dealer's 88 plate issued pursuant to the provisions of 32-6-22-1 and 32-6B-22-2, comma, may operate such vehicle for the licensed dealership as a motor carrier, or any prospective buyer may operate such vehicle as a motor carrier for demonstration purposes for a period of 3 days in accordance with the provisions of 32-6B-25 under the following conditions. So that all stays the same. So the only thing we're changing is after the word any, we strike that newer used vehicle owned by a. After the word dealer, we insert who owns a newer used vehicle. And then we place a comma after the 32-6B-22.2 in the line 6. Did everyone get that? And okay, that is the amendment that's been proposed. Is there a second to that amendment? Is there a second? If there is no second, it dies for lack of a second. We'll now move to further discussion and or action on House Bill 1141. Further discussion and or action on House Bill 1141. Senator Amdahl.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move to pass on House Bill 1141.
Do I hear a second? It's been moved by Senator Amdahl and seconded by Senator Lucas for a due pass on House Bill 1141. Comments on that motion?
I think this is a good bill, and I hope we recommend.
Further comments on that motion? Okay. If there are none, we are voting on the due pass motion on House Bill 1141. Those in favor say aye. Excuse me. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Krebs, Lucas,
aye.
Monroe,
aye.
Amdahl,
aye.
Auten,
aye.
Ewing,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Six ayes.
House Bill 1141 has received a majority vote of the committee and will go down to the calendar, go down to the debate calendar. Yes. Senator Auten has moved that we put House Bill 1141 on the consent calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Oh, we needed a second on that. I'm sorry. I got so excited we were going to get it on the consent calendars. Senator Amdahl, will you second that? All right. It's been seconded by Senator Amdahl. So we'll, is there any objection to putting it on the consent calendar?
Here.
You object?
Yes, I do. I want to change those sentences, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. It will not go to the floor on the consent calendar. We'll now move to House Bill 1162. Proponents of House Bill 1162. Welcome, Senator. Introduce yourself and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Member of Senate Transportation, Tim Rave, State Senator, District 25, most of Minnehaha County geographically. Today I bring you, I would like to say an easy bill, but I thought the last one was easy, so I'm not going to say that. House Bill 1162 is a bill that will show support for organ and tissue donation. Over 55% of South Dakotans are organ and tissue donors currently. And as you well know, that's identified on your driver's license or your ID card. This bill would just allow the individual to have a license plate that shows their support of organ and tissue donation. There are 20 other states that currently do this. LifeSource, who is the organ donation agency serving South Dakota, will work with the Department of Public Safety to develop the verbiage and the design for the decal on the plate, and LifeSource, will also initiate a marketing campaign to promote the details throughout the state. LifeSource is a nonprofit organization, and they're dedicated to saving lives and offering hope and healing through excellence in organ and tissue donation. With that, Mr. Chairman, I have a prior commitment that I'm already late for. I have other experts here to testify, specifically Mr. Pankratz, who's an expert in many areas. I will stand down. If you need me, I will let the page know where I'm going to be, and they can come and get me, if that is all right with you.
That is fine, Senator. Appreciate you bringing the bill forward, and if we have any questions, we'll have a page search you out.
I won't be too far. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponents of House Bill 1162. Welcome, Mr. Pankratz. Introduce yourself and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Lauren Pankratz, and I'm the registered lobbyist for LifeSource, which, as Senator Rave indicated, is the federally designated organ procurement organization that for South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and part of Wisconsin. I'm also the registered lobbyist for Sanford Health, and we have been working with LifeSource along with Avera, Rapid City Regional, the Lions Eye Bank, on bringing this legislation forward. And it's an awareness campaign is really what it's about. It's for those people who, through tragedy, have either been the recipient of an organ donation, or they are a donor themselves or donor family. And so this would help make some awareness for those involved in the whole process of organ donation and the people involved in the hospitals who do the transplant surgeries and the recovery. So we would ask for your favorable support. I do have, and I only printed one out, but to give you an example of what some of the other states have done, if I could have this just circulated with the committee. So as Senator Rave indicated, there are 20 other states that have done something like this, and we would work with the department to develop that decal. And I would also like to publicly thank Deb Hilmer from the director of the Division of Motor Vehicles, because she's actually the one that drafted our language that we have before you today, based on another license plate that already exists for use in South Dakota. So we would ask your favorable consideration of House Bill 1162.
Thank you.
As amended, I might add, we had to make a correction in the first committee because of where it referenced the Department of Public Safety in the second section, and it should have referenced the Department of Revenue. So thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1162. Welcome, Director. Introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Deb Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. And, Lauren, thank you very much for pointing out my poor drafting skills because I referenced the wrong department. But I will explain a little bit about what happened with that particular section. We have a section in our law right now that deals with the first responders. And so we took that section and then adjusted it for the organ donation plate. And the first responders do get to, or the Department of Public Safety does get to approve the first responders decal, but we didn't think it was appropriate. They actually approved the organ donor decal, so we left that with the Department of Revenue. I would like to talk a little bit about the what we call the organizational plate process a little bit, just so that you have a little better idea about how it works. This is a plate that you can actually request when you go into the county. It's called an organizational plate, and then that plate is tied to you and to your vehicle. So as an administration, as for law enforcement purposes, we're concerned about this. We're concerned about the number being tied to the person, to the vehicle. This spot over here is really left for the organizational decal process. And it really, what
this process does is it eliminates organizations coming back to the legislature on a continual basis asking for a special plate. What this does is allows the organization to, through a process of being a nonprofit, come to the department and request that they be allowed to put decals on them. I think we have, like, currently we have, like, 86 organizations out there that have decals that can be placed on the plate. This also allows, so let's say that I want to be recognized as an organ donor, and then I decide that during the fall I want to be a Pheasant Forever. You could actually change your decal. Those decals are obtained through the organization, so they use those as a fundraiser. Keeps the state out of doing the collection and distribution of those fees, and it lets those organizations use that decal process to perhaps raise some funds for their organization. We think it's a win-win. In fact, the state of Iowa has just contacted me, and they're looking at legislation of the same nature because of the proliferation of plates that their legislature has to deal with every year when these organizations come in. I will tell you, the only reason that we had to bring the organ donor bill this year is because this particular organization is a federally recognized within the upper Midwest. They were not on file with the Secretary of State, which is one of the requirements in our organ our organizational process. And so we came with this particular legislation. We do plan on looking at all this and seeing if we can expand that a little bit, our current language this next year to bring them into the fold and see if we can't eliminate that problem that we have where we have these special organizations that don't fall within the guidelines that are set out in statute today. So, but we will look at that during this next year and see if we can't come up with a little better prospect. But we think it's a good opportunity to recognize a great program, and we fully support this process. So, thank you.
Thank you, Director. Further comments, proponents on House Bill 1162. Further proponents. Welcome to the Transportation Committee.
Senator, good morning. Senator, members of the committee, my name is Lucas Lynch, and I'm here today as a proponent for House Bill 1162. I'd like to personally offer my support for this initiative. What a positive way to raise the awareness of donors in our communities and in our state. Frankly, this is a subject I haven't thought much about until about 2.5 years ago. I am a proud son of a donor. My mother, Karen, became a donor following her sudden loss of life due to complications from a stroke. The weeks and months following Mom's death, our family began to learn more about the lives that were touched by my mother's precious gifts. I'd also like to extend a public thank you to LifeSource for communicating to our family in ways that helped to ease the pain of losing a loved one, and a special thank you to all of those that decide to give the greatest gift in this life, and that is of themselves. As for the proposed legislation, we can help raise the awareness of donors in our communities and our state, so let's recognize those, if they choose, by lifting up their decision for others to see and become aware of the gifts of life that donors can provide. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be here today, and I ask for your favorable support of 1162. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1162. Mr. Bjork, welcome, and introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tim Bjork. I live here in Pierre. And in 2006, a heart transplant saved my life. When I got out of the hospital, one of the things, after telling my wife I loved her first, one of the first things I challenged myself with was to try and offer hope to the 116,000 other people in this country who are waiting for a transplant. Sitting there waiting, especially in my case where I had a artificial heart, if you will, they call it an LVAD, not knowing what's going to happen is a tough thing. I determined that if I can offer the smallest bit of hope to people, that's what my goal is going to be in life. I've done that in several ways. First of all, excuse me, I'm a member of Life Source's board, so I work with Life Source through TV commercials and a few other things like that. I talk to people individually. I talk to groups. I promote organ donation any way I can. And although maybe this little tag on the license plate seems like a small thing in the whole scheme of things, for somebody out there waiting for a transplant, excuse me, it's monumental. I would urge your support for this piece of legislation because there are 116,000 people out there right now sitting and waiting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Bjork. Further proponents of House Bill 1162. Welcome back.
Mr. Chairman, Lauren Pankratz again. I apologize. I have a quick note here from the South Dakota Lions Eye and Tissue Bank. They were unable to be here today with the weather. With your permission, it's a short eight-line, six-line paragraph. Could I read that on their behalf?
Proceed.
Thank you. Over the past 5 years, there have been nearly 2,000 eye, tissue, and or organ donors in South Dakota. This has resulted in more than 4,000 organ, tissue, or corneal transplants to South Dakotans. The proposed license plate decal will help to honor and recognize the precious gifts that have been life-saving and life-changing for so many people in this great state. We hope that you will vote to help us say thank you to those compassionate donors and their families. And this was sent by Jens Sakvitny, who is the executive director of the South Dakota Lions Eye and Tissue Bank. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Pankratz, you're speaking for yourself and not as a lobbyist badged person at this point.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1162. Further proponents of House Bill 1162. Last call for proponents of House Bill 1162. Any opponents of House Bill 1162? Opponents of House Bill 1162. Last call for opponents of House Bill 1162. We'll move to questions by the committee. Are there any questions by the committee on House Bill 1162? Any questions? Senator Amdahl.
Mr. Chairman, please. Senator Amdahl, I waited approximately 9 months. There is really no average time. in my case, I was pretty lucky. It was relatively short. It can be up to 5 years. And for those people in this day and age, when you receive a left ventricular assist device, like one of your colleagues here in the legislature has, you could be on that device for 5 to 10 years and wait. Vice President Cheney waited 2.5 years for his heart. So there really is no gauge. There are so many factors that are involved in trying to judge whether an organ will fit that it just takes. You can't answer that question, sorry.
Further questions? No further questions. We'll close to public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action. Senator Otten.
Move to do pass.
Then move do pass by Senator Otten. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Amdahl to do pass House Bill 1162. Comments on that motion? Any comments on that motion? Senator Amdahl.
Mr. Chairman, you know, life is a very, very precious thing. I have a brother that, if he wouldn't be alive today, he wasn't for an organ transplant. So I think anything we can do is people be aware of how important
thank you. And from the chair, I want to thank
everyone for coming and testifying on this and proposing this and taking care of it. And Mr. Bjork, if you'll watch on the TV at certain nights, you'll see him. He's also a TV personality talking about his life and how it has changed his life and the importance of it. And so we really appreciate you doing that and for being here today. With that, if there are no other comments, we're going to vote on the do pass motion for House Bill 1162 as amended in the prior committee. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, I'll call the roll.
Senators Krebs, Lucas,
aye.
Monroe,
aye.
Omdahl,
aye.
Auten,
aye.
Ewing,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Six ayes.
House Bill 1162 has received a majority vote of the members of the Senate Transportation Committee and is approved. Senator Ewing.
Mr. Chairman, move to motion to move it to the consent calendar.
Been moved to send House Bill 1162 to the consent calendar. Is there a second? Second by Senator Almdahl. Those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. It goes to the floor on the consent calendar. Thank you. Any further business to come before the committee? I'm going to ask our youngest members here in the audience, did you learn anything? All right. You're going to report it back to your class? All right. Thank you. That might be one place we don't get beat up. If there's nothing else to come before the committee, Chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Been moved by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Auten to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned.